expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com. Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
From Harlem, and welcome to Our Urban Story. I want to start off by giving you our call-in number because your voice is very important. 973-925-4559 is the call-in number. We're very happy to have you, and I say we because guess who's here with me? Miss B.B. Diamond.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Our Urban Story on this chilly February 9th, 2019. Just wanted to let you know I will not be on the air next weekend as I will be traveling, but Miss Barbara from Harlem will be here giving you all the latest information, news, and analysis. Back to you, Barbara.
Oh, yes. And, you know, things are happening very rapidly, and we have to keep abreast of what's going on. Tuesday, I'm going to be, by the grace of God, in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, and visiting with the Republican Party there. So I need your prayers for a safe journey there and a safe journey back. I'm going to be attending the Lincoln-Reagan dinner. And that should be exciting because I know some very exciting, wonderful, and loyal patriots there in Massachusetts.
Yes, that's going to be a great event this coming Tuesday in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, February 12th. Please mark your calendars if you're in the area. Again, it's the Lincoln-Reagan dinner.
Yes.
Okay. You also have some other upcoming events in March.
Yes, I do.
Do you want to tell us about those or you want to save them for now?
I think we'll save them. You know, we'll just do a little bit at a time. But I also want to remind everyone listening, please pick up your copy of Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations, available at popular outlets such as Amazon. So far, I've looked at what people have been saying about the book, and it sounds like they're really enjoying it. It's an easy read, it's real, and it's riveting.
Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, using the word riveting, that's how I would describe President Trump's State of the Union speech this past Tuesday, February 5th, 2019. The president spoke for about an hour and 22 minutes, and by my estimation and according to other people whose opinions that I've read, it was one of the greatest State of the Union speeches in American history. The president covered a lot of ground in the State of the Union address, from the accomplishments in the economy. He touched
Absolutely.
On the sanctity of life. He introduced Buzz Aldrin, who was one of the astronauts in Apollo 11 moon landing. He also went to Holocaust survivors and World War II heroes. I mean, he really covered the gamut, and I applaud the president. He also introduced some angel families who've lost loved ones due to illegal immigrants. So I thought the president did a great job with State of the Union. Your thoughts?
Oh, I thought it was marvelous, fantastic, and so exciting. I mean, just to see someone who survived the Holocaust and one of the soldiers, a World War II veteran, that was there when that Jewish family realized that they were Americans. He said, his father said, oh, don't be afraid. They were on their way to what camp was that?
I think it was Dachau.
Dachau, that's correct. And yes, that was so amazing. And a sweet little girl who had brain cancer.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my goodness,
girl.
That was so touching. That was so touching.
Now, I don't have her name, but I do have the name of Alice Marie Johnson, a black woman who was charged with a life sentence.
She was
sentenced.
She was commuted.
And her Trump granted her clemency.
Amen.
And that was wonderful. The Democrats were just, I mean, just
they
so
were ugly.
Ridiculous
they were
and ugly.
That's
you
right.
You know, the president introduced Elvin Hernandez. He is a special agent with the trafficking persons
yes,
unit.
Yes,
he
yes.
He has saved over 300 girls and women from being involved in sex
that's
trafficking.
Right, that's right.
And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, she just sat down. The other Democrats didn't even applaud that. You know, you have that Senator Hirono from Hawaii
oh,
didn't even
goodness.
Applaud the fact that this young girl survived brain cancer. I mean, it's just terrible. The Democrats were very poorly behaved at the State of the Union. Absolutely. But I want to give the names of the three touching on the Holocaust, which was one of the worst events recorded
in American history.
In human history.
That's right.
In history. It was horrible.
Yes.
And no one should ever take the Holocaust lightly. If you read the material, if you read, see the photographs, and I have to applaud Dwight D. Eisenhower, General Eisenhower, who later became our president. When the Americans and the Allied soldiers liberated the camps such as Dachau and others, he made sure that photographs were taken. He wanted documented evidence because General Eisenhower said there would come a day when people would deny the Holocaust.
And it has happened. It's here.
And it's happened.
Yes.
But I want to give the names of the three men involved in this. One of them is Judah Samet, survivor of the Pittsburgh Synagogue Tree of Life. He also survived the Holocaust and served as a paratrooper for the Israeli Defense Forces in the 1960s.
And he deserves an applause.
Joshua Kaufman. Kaufman endured the horrors of Auschwitz and survived the Dachau concentration camp, where he was saved by American soldiers. By end of the war, he had lost most of his family. He left Europe from Israel in 1949 and joined the Israeli Defense or the Israel Defense Forces. And finally, Herman Zitchike, and I forgive me if I'm mispronouncing his name. He was the one who saved Joshua. He was one of the soldiers.
Yes, yes.
At the age of 18, Herman was among the 4th Infantry Division.
That's something.
Soldiers who landed at Utah Beach early on the morning of June 6, 1944, to free France, to help liberate Paris. And he fought the Nazis at the Battle of the Bulge. And he freed starving prisoners at the Dachau concentration camp where Joshua Kaufman, where they later became friends.
You know, but what got me so angry is that these so-called women in white who don't deserve to be representing anything or anyone really with who's normal, they didn't even applaud a lot of these spectacular people. People who have contributed to our history and to the history of other people who, just examples of what the human spirit can do and how far it can rise and how you don't even have to know someone's name, but to have the courage and the strength and the determination to help people you don't even know. I mean, for them to sit through, make faces at such remarkable accomplishments, they are an embarrassment to this nation.
Well, absolutely. I thought the Democrats as a whole were an embarrassment. And I predict here and now that unless they change their behavior, their pro-abortion, even after the baby survives the birth canal, they want to have the option of killing the baby. Unless they change their bloodthirsty, anti-Semitic, anti-capitalism, anti-American attitude, they're going to be out of national power for 16 to 20 years.
Well, you know
they
what?
Will not
that's
win the
going
presidency.
To be on the head of Republicans and people like you and I and other patriotic people to inform people. As many technological advances that we have at our disposal, there's still a component of Americans who are not in tune to what's going on in the government. They don't know who's who, what's what.
Right. That's true.
All they know is that they're registered as a Democrat, they're registered as an independent, but they don't know the issues. And in a lot of our homes, and we have many broken homes because 40% of our young people are born into homes nationwide, according to the Heritage Foundation, 40% are born into fractured home structures. Who's going to tell them about the issues that are on the table? Who's going to tell them what the Democrats are promoting? We have so many games, so many distractions that people sometimes forget that these things are important. So it's going to be up to Republicans, conservatives, ordinary people like you and I to educate those about how dangerous, how Marxist, how anti-American the Democratic Party has become.
Absolutely. I just want to go back to President Trump's State of the Union very briefly.
Yes.
It was so successful that 82% of independents liked the speech, approved of the speech, 97% of Republicans. But that's not so surprising. The key category are the independents. That's key. Because if you win the swing vote, the independent vote, you've basically won, along with your base.
Well, you know,
and I think that's very significant that among independents, Trump's his rating, as far as the State of the Union is concerned, is 82%. That's significant.
Well, you know what? His rating should be up with all of the accomplishments that he's made. When we look at the employment figures, when we look at our GDP, which is like, what, 4% or something like that. And the best unemployment rates we've had since 1969, when we look at the jobs that have been created, you know, his approval shouldn't just be dependent upon his State of the Union, but his overall performance in such a short span of time. I mean, he's done things that are remarkable. Even though they've tried to paint him as a racist, even though they've tried to paint him as a white supremacist, mm-hmm. even though they've tried to paint him as a Nazi, even though they've tried to say that he colluded with the Russians to win this election, in spite of all of that, in spite of the fake news that comes out, he has made some outstanding accomplishments.
Yes, absolutely. President Trump has been very effective. Whether you like him or you dislike him, whatever your standings on President Trump, you cannot deny that the man is very effective. We are the number one oil producer in the world. Our GDP is doing very well. And as you pointed out, the unemployment rate among blacks, Hispanics, and women are the lowest rates, I think, ever recorded.
Since 1969, I believe. That's what I have. Employment rate at the lowest since 1969.
Excellent. That's overall. But for blacks, it's the lowest unemployment ever.
Absolutely.
For Hispanics, the lowest unemployment ever in recorded history.
And the blacks, neither Hispanics, could say that when they had a 50% black president in office.
Absolutely.
Unemployment was high.
Absolutely. So President Trump, without a doubt, has done an outstanding job. He deserves that. He's pro-life, pro-God, pro-America, pro-capitalism.
That is correct.
It's a winning formula. And the Democrats, if they stay the way they are, if they don't get out of this crazy state that they're in, they're going to lose. They're going to lose in 2020, 2024 when Pence is up, 2018 when it's Pence or maybe Ted Cruz, but the Democrats are going to be locked out of the presidency until they change because they're too radical.
They are too radical and they deserve to be locked out, but they will not be locked out unless we, the people, get that message out there. Because what happened during the midterm should not have happened. A lot of times, I don't think the Republicans focus on the raw facts. Sometimes I believe that they talk over people's heads. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Babies are dying because the Democrats want abortion over let them live, over the fact that all life, whether born or unborn, is sacred and created in the image of God. I think the Democratic Party has become so godless. They don't even want to mention God. Now, Bernie Sanders mentioned, the State of the Union was so bad because climate change wasn't mentioned. Well, you know, maybe he didn't mention climate change because our president understands that God is in control of the weather. People like Bernie Sanders don't even want to acknowledge God. People even like Al Gore, who went to theological seminary and all that, don't even want to mention God's influence and control over the weather. No, they want to blame it on man, make money, and control, limit our freedoms, our liberty, and our liberties.
Well, that's the whole basis, really, for this whole climate change farce and fraud. It is not exact science. It has not been fully proven. There have been issues with the whole climate change research. It has been debunked.
Yes, it has.
Really, and someone put on Twitter, and I want to give her credit, really, climate change seems to have been invented to try to destroy capitalism because it involves the transfer of wealth from wealthy nations to other nations, and a lot of them are corrupt third world nations. So it's really to punish capitalism. So climate change is a bunch of bunk. Now, and that brings me to the Green Deal that was proposed by AOC. It's a non-starter. Nancy Pelosi knows it's a non-starter. We cannot pass the law. We will not pass a bill that says airplanes should be banned within 10 years. So the United States would be the only country without airplanes. I mean, people are going to be given money even if they don't want to work. I mean, that plan is not sustainable. The Democrats, I'm sure, will not put it forth on the floor.
But some of them are supporting it.
Some of them are supporting it foolishly.
Absolutely.
But you know the president's not going to sign it into law. You need the president's approval, signature to sign it into law, and that ain't going to happen.
But the thing about it is that we don't need that type of those type of people representing anybody, because they're anti-American. That Green Deal makes no sense.
No, it doesn't.
It makes no sense, but she'll have people following her, because I think, what did they, I heard someplace that she got 15,000 votes or something in New York. So they're 15,000 at least, and no one ran against her.
Right.
So that's 15,000 people who are thinking right.
Right, right.
So, and we don't know how many of the senators, a lot of those senators are not right thinkers. We know that. Mm-hmm. They're full of anger. They're full of rage. And they want to stay in position and control. That's why they're so open borders. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And because that's how they make their money, by being in politics.
Yes.
And see, there's a difference between our President Trump and most of these politicians. The politicians get their names on buildings through the use of taxpayer funds.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump's name is on buildings because he's a businessman.
Absolutely.
And he erects buildings and puts his name on there. Politicians use the taxpayers. If they're not elected and if they're not in power, they don't have access to the taxpayer funds to get buildings and put their names on it, their husband's name or their girlfriend or boyfriend.
Right.
Period.
Right. Exactly.
And they hate him because of that.
Well, you know, the Democrats hate Donald Trump because, number one, he beat Hillary Clinton. Number two, he is highly successful as a president and highly effective. And number three, he's going to be heading toward a re-election in 2020. But he's also he's a true conservative. He's pro-life. He's pro-Second Amendment. He's pro-American. Those are three things, and pro-capitalism. They hate. This whole new Green Deal is to try to thwart or to try to water down our capitalist system. And I wrote on Twitter today, I agree. Someone wrote, the climate change farce was and is about crippling capitalism. And that's what it's about. That whole Green Deal is dead on arrival. You can have Kamala Harris and Cory Booker supporting it. It will not go anywhere. Nancy Pelosi will not put that on the floor because it has zero chance of passing.
I pray that that's correct. I don't know, because she's crazy too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't trust any of them, and I don't know what they might do, but we have to keep an eye on them. Can I just talk about Gladys Knight?
Please.
You know, Gladys Knight marvelously, although I'm not going to say I listened to it, I didn't watch the game.
I did. It was fabulous. She
really?
Was fabulous. She was fabulous. Let me put it that way.
Right, right, right. You know, she released a statement after she was attacked by the elements of the Black Lives Matter just because she sang at this year's Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she said, I understand that Mr. Kaepernick is protesting two things, and they are police violence and injustice. Knight said in a statement released in Variety. It is unfortunate that our national anthem has been dragged into this debate when the distinctive senses of the national anthem and fighting for justice should each stand alone. Mm. I am here today and on Sunday, February 3rd, to give the anthem back its voice, to stand for that historic choice of words, the way it unites us when we hear it, and to free it from the same prejudices and struggles I have fought long and hard for all of my life. From walking back hallways, from marching with our social leaders, from using my voice for good, I have been in the forefront of this battle longer than most of those voicing their opinions to win the right to sing our country's anthem on a stage as large as the Super Bowl. I'll read the rest. Mm-hmm. Knight continued, no matter who chooses to defect with this narrative and continue to mix these two in the same message, it is not so and cannot be made so by anyone speaking it. I pray that this national anthem will bring us all together in a way never before witnessed, and we can move forward and untangle those truths which mean so much to all of us. I thought it was a remarkable statement.
Absolutely.
I mean, what Kaepernick is doing is absolutely disrespectful, absolutely crazy, and he doesn't deserve to be in the NFL anymore. And like she said, people like her and myself, we have been in this struggle a long time, even before Kaepernick was born.
Absolutely.
And we know the progress that has been made in this country.
Absolutely.
And he should have been thankful that he was adopted,
yes.
But in the NFL.
Yes.
Now, if he's angry about his upbringing because, you know, he wasn't raised by his mother and father.
Right.
You go someplace else and get and vent that.
Right.
Don't take it out on our national anthem or our national flag or anything like that.
Because
he has issues that don't relate to police injustice because you can't prove it.
It's not even a matter of you can't prove it.
You can't prove it.
What does kneeling do? How does it help?
It doesn't.
Is it effective? The answer is no. Where is Colin Kaepernick? Who is he mentoring in the inner city?
Absolutely.
What are they building to help these young men have a place to go? How are they working with the inner city?
And was he there to help the integration when we had the city councils? He didn't do any of that.
Well, he wasn't born then.
That's right. He wasn't born, but we have made progress and strides that he should respect.
Absolutely.
And kneeling at the anthem, at the flag, has nothing to do with his gripes or whatever. That's disrespectful.
It's disrespectful. It's useless. It's of no value. And for those who criticize Gladys Knight for singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl should be ashamed of themselves. Now, Gladys Knight has been singing since the 1950s. She is a national icon. She is referred to as the Empress of Soul. And I'm glad there are those in the NFL who gave this, because a lot of times the older performers get overlooked.
They do.
They get overlooked. They go for the newer pop stars. So I'm glad they chose Gladys Knight. This was in Atlanta, her hometown.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And she did a fabulous, to go on YouTube and look at it. She didn't try She didn't do histrionics. She didn't sing outside of her range. She did a great job. She looked classy. And I applaud Gladys Knight. It was one of the best renditions of the national anthem I've ever seen.
Amen. Well, you know, I saw her recently, a few years ago, out in Las Vegas, Nevada, at a show. You know, we went to her show and all of that, and it was outstanding. It was fabulous.
You know, I saw some of the black players and one or two white players when she was singing that they were holding their jerseys. Some of them had their hand over their heart. Uh-huh. No, they weren't doing they weren't saying the Pledge of Allegiance. It's just a matter of respect. Some football players had their hand on their heart while she was singing. Others were just holding the top of their jerseys. I just think about the soldiers who sacrificed their lives and who have to come home.
Absolutely.
Usually through Dover Airport in Delaware with the flag draped over their coffin.
I know.
The least you could do is stand there for a couple minutes with your hand over your heart and show respect. You're getting paid millions of dollars to throw around a football. That's it. You're not really contributing to society. You're not a doctor. You're not a nurse. You're not even a cleaning an office. You're just throwing a football. And you should at least show some respect.
So
Colin Kaepernick is nonsense. He doesn't represent the vast majority of Americans. He and others like him are they're the reason why the NFL ratings have almost bottomed
plummeted.
Out.
Yeah. That's right. And they deserve that because, you know, a lot of them, even the fans are very forgiving. A lot of them have been arrested.
Yes.
I heard someone call
domestic
it with
violence,
the National a Felon League.
Right.
And they're still making big bucks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know why they would follow Kaepernick, because Kaepernick has done nothing for society.
He has not. Kaepernick has done nothing.
No.
And some people think that he has been influenced by his Muslim girlfriend. He has met Linda Sarsour, who believes in Sharia law. But kneeling and calling and wearing socks that depict police officers
as pigs,
that's all worthless. It does nothing. It does not help young black men in the inner city. If you really want to make a difference, come and speak to these black men. Try to bring the police department in that city and the young African Americans together to have an understanding. No, you're just kneeling. It's easy to kneel. Then after the game, you get in your Porsche, your Mercedes, and you drive off. And you go to your mansion while you're negatively influencing these young men who live in the projects.
And they don't even invest in these areas.
Exactly.
They don't invest in helping these children who are more than likely growing up without a father and a mother. Intact family.
Absolutely.
What do they do to help them?
That's the bottom line.
I don't respect you to, you know, you just want to make.
It's easy to kneel and make a spectacle of yourself.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I'm very proud of Gladys Knight for having the courage to do it.
Absolutely.
And as you said, she did a fantastic job, and I know she would do nothing less.
She did a fantastic job.
That's right.
Now, today, February 9th, Elizabeth Warren, senator from the state of Massachusetts, announced her candidacy for president. What are your thoughts, Barbara?
We knew that. That's why she really didn't deserve to be reelected as, the senator from Massachusetts. But, you know, she was.
Mm-hmm.
But we knew that she was just going to prepare for running for president.
Mm-hmm.
I say let her run. Pocahontas will not win.
Mm-hmm.
She has a dismal record there in Massachusetts. You know, I wish people would wake up and stop being so used to being abused. In other words, she's done nothing for her constituents there in Massachusetts. That's significant.
Right.
That's significant. That has improved the quality of life.
Right.
And people, and I know, and I'm speaking too about black people who are voting, and they vote Democrat because that's, you know, we grow up with this mentality that black equals Democrat.
Right.
Don't ask any questions. Don't know any answers, but just look for the D and pull the lever.
Right.
We have to get out of that mindset.
Absolutely.
And even those who aren't black, mm-hmm. who have that mindset, need to reflect on their country.
Right.
Need to think about. And the churchgoers have no business.
Absolutely.
Voting for people like Elizabeth Warren who believe in killing babies. If you're going to church and call yourself a Christian, that is so antithetical. Am I saying that?
That's right.
It's against the Bible totally.
Absolutely.
I have respect for Katrina Jackson from Louisiana, who is a Democrat who was at the March for Life.
She's a congresswoman?
Yes, she's a representative from Louisiana. And they ask her, why are you here at the March for Life? Because the Democrats are not pro-life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what she said? I put my Christianity first.
Mm.
So people, anyone listening to my voice, if you don't put your Christianity first, you're not a Christian.
That's the bottom line. That is the bottom line.
Stop telling people you're a Christian.
Thank you.
And you're voting for people who are godless.
Absolutely.
Elizabeth, anytime you can vote and support killing babies, you're godless.
Absolutely.
Because as our president said, as God says, life,
mm-hmm.
all life, whether it is born, whether it is in the womb,
mm-hmm.
is precious and created in the image of God.
Amen. That's right.
That is murder.
Yes, it is.
And if you can support unnatural unions of people.
Right.
And that's what the Democratic Party is promoting now. Mm-hmm. You are not a Christian. Stop tarnishing
exactly.
the title of Christian.
You know, we're about to go to break, Barbara. I want to pick that up when we come back on
right,
the other side
darling.
Of the break.
Yes.
Because I also want to talk about what's going on in Virginia with these Democrats.
Oh, my goodness.
And the blackface.
I want to talk about how racist they are.
Yes.
All right. Please stay tuned to our urban story. Don't forget the number is 973-925-4559. Be right back.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Here we are back with you on our urban story. This is Barbara from Harlem. Now, what do you want to talk about now, Miss Diamond? Oh, we were talking about Christianity and voting for Democrats.
Yes, we want to get farther into that and dig a little more detail into that. But I just want to talk about the issue and the situation going on in Virginia, where we know that Governor Ralph Northam had taken a photo in 1984. He denies it's him, but he's either in blackface or in the Ku Klux Klan uniform. And then I believe we have the Attorney General of Virginia, Mark Burnett, who said he was also in blackface. If I have his name, I have that correctly. And then we have the African-American Lieutenant Governor of Virginia, who has now, his name is Justin Fairfax, who has now been accused by a second woman of sexual assault. So all these three men, if they were to resign, it would be a Republican who would replace them, because you're talking about the governor, the lieutenant governor, and the attorney general of Virginia. Very troubling in Virginia. But the troubling part for me with regard to the governor is not so much the blackface, and then he tried to say, oh, I was imitating Michael Jackson, whatever. My thing is that he described what's really not even an abortion. It's flat out murder. With the baby survives a birth, the doctor and the mother would keep the baby comfortable until they decide that baby's fate. That is flat out murder. This is not about pro-choice, a woman's right to choose, and this is her body. That baby is outside of her body. That is murder.
That's what I call playing God.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's what they're doing.
Yes.
And from what I understand, he's a pediatrician.
Yes, he is a pediatrician.
I wouldn't take a flea.
Exactly.
To him.
He is a pediatrician.
Because to me, he has one of the darkest hearts that there is.
Now, he, and as I stated last week, his campaign received $2 million from Planned Parenthood. Now, Barbara, we've discussed some of the history on Planned Parenthood, and I know we were talking this morning, you had done a little more additional research on the racist and hateful founder of Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Yes, she was very clear why she wanted to promote, what is it, abortions.
Yes.
Let's see, one of the things, she talked about handicapped. Margaret Sanger was a racist, eugenist, and lover of Hitler.
Mm.
But she says some very, on blacks, immigrants, and indigents, human weeds, reckless breeders, sprawling human beings who never should have been born.
Mm.
She has a book out that I was looking into. It's called The Pivot of Civilization.
Mm.
And it focuses on immigrants and poor people.
Mm.
I mean, it's a lot of words. Mm. But the bottom line is the wickedness and the evil jumps from the pages. It's a very wordy book.
Well, I think what we're going to do is dig more into the mm-hmm. book and bring more weekly as we get it. I think you were mentioning her father was an atheist.
Her father was an atheist. Her mother died at a young age. She had 11 children. And that may be another thing why she didn't like women being pregnant, because mm-hmm. Her mother had so many children and died young.
Mm-hmm.
And her father was an atheist from what I'm able to see. But she said some horrible things about blacks in particular, that they were weeds, et cetera, et cetera. Colored people are like human weeds and are to be exterminated.
Wow.
She didn't hide her hatred.
Mm.
And as I've mentioned before, you met with the KKK and all of that, mm-hmm. and Hitler,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
who was an expert at extermination.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But we also must remember, this is a woman that Hillary Clinton, that she admired, said that she admired her tenacity.
Mm.
How can you admire the tenacity of someone so wicked? I'll leave that question in your mind, because my mind, it's settled.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot be on the path of righteousness and not wicked yourself if you can admire someone who was so wicked and evil. That's how I see it. You can't separate just, if you admire the tenacity means that determination and all of that. This woman's determination was to eliminate human life.
Mm.
eradicated if she didn't think it was worthy. If she thought it would blemish the society, get rid of it. She wanted black people sterilized.
Wow.
I mean, and Hillary Clinton admired the tenacity of this wicked woman. Okay, let's think upon that one.
Absolutely. Margaret Sanger was wicked.
Very wicked.
She was a racist.
Yes.
And when blacks have abortions, we're committing a self-imposed genocide. We are fulfilling Margaret Sanger's vision, hope, and dream for black people. We are killing ourselves. The Klan can go on a permanent vacation because we're doing a better job than the Ku Klux Klan ever did in exterminating black people. The two biggest threats, particularly to black men, I feel, are the abortion mills around this country, Planned Parenthood, and other black men who kill them. Murder and abortion are taking out countless numbers of black people, and I've heard, I cannot verify its accuracy, but since Roe versus Wade, over 20 million black babies, roughly, have been aborted.
And I believe that people like this governor of Virginia, governor of New York, Cuomo,
yes. Oh, man.
Are carrying out this racist plan from this racist woman. Now, the governor of Virginia with the blackface and all that, that's very racist because you don't mark people who have been suffering and in suffrage. He marked those people. I believe that they're racist in their own way because they know that the black people are running to the abortionists faster than any other people. When we were going Inglewood most of the time to and protest out there at that slaughter factory, slaughter mill. Mm-hmm. Most of the people we saw coming, going in there were minorities.
Yeah.
Blacks and Hispanics.
Yeah, that's true.
So I believe Cuomo, Northam?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are all racist.
Mm.
In, what can I say? Like they say, sheep's in wolf's clothing,
right,
or whatever.
Right.
I'll just say racist hiding behind the label of being a Democrat and always talking about social justice for black people.
Mm.
You understand? You see where I'm going with this? Mm. They don't care about black people because they support those things like abortion that will eliminate and eradicate black people. And it's doing it at a rapid pace. In New York, I think I've mentioned this many times, more black babies are killed than born. And Cuomo wants it even to increase with that horrible law that he's passed for abortion. And also the governor there in Virginia.
Yeah.
Have a baby and you and the doctor play God and decide whether that baby
Absolutely.
Should live or not.
Absolutely.
And they're counting on the black women.
Yes.
To come in. And you know what? You know, and I thought about it. You know, why would they want to have a child born and then killed because of the parts.
Exactly.
The body parts. You see, they're
That's
making millions.
That's,
they're
yeah.
making millions. So I guess the more mature the part, the more money they get.
Wow.
And those young women who will suffer with guilt, who may turn to drugs, who may turn to alcohol or anything because of the guilt, will still be poor while they get richer. The love of money is the root of this evil.
Hi, I think we have a call coming in, but you're absolutely right. We have... Hey, a caller, please hang up and call again. Thank you so much. Please call again, caller.
But I don't know. We don't know why, but please hang up and call again. Our producer instructed us to tell you that.
Yes. But you're absolutely right. It's almost as if they're sacrificing babies like
yes.
they did in the Bible.
Yes.
Where they sacrificed to, I don't know, Baal or Moloch.
Absalom, Moloch, and yeah,
right,
Baal.
Baal, making sacrifice, child sacrifices. Thank you, caller, for calling back. Okay.
Can we'll we just pick, keep... can we hear talk to our caller now?
Okay.
He'll be picking up the phone in a couple of minutes. The producer's doing something.
We're working on some issues.
Yes.
But anyway, we'll keep going. But, okay, I'm sorry, caller. as per the producer, please call back again. Thank you so much. But, you know, it's horrible. Now, New Mexico is introducing an extreme abortion law.
Okay. I hope we got it this time. Hello? Hello, caller. We are on the line.
Hey, this is your neighbor to the north, Dennis.
Hello, Mr. Dennis from Massachusetts. I'm sorry that you had to call back, but we were having some technical problems.
Yeah, I can see that. Listen, I just wanted to mention the irony of the governor and all his staff being investigated. It all stemmed from that Virginia lawmaker who's promoting infanticide, basically.
Yes, yes.
Killing your own full-term natural birth baby during childbirth. And that wasn't met well at all by the public, okay?
Thank God.
And for the governor to go on the radio and say, yes, he endorses that, that is what triggered all these investigations into him, into their staff, and everything else, you know? And I just think it's amusing that, and by the way, I think that they were just trying to distract from the fact that they do endorse killing your own child, okay?
Amen.
Partly it's a distraction, but partly I think it's an irony to it, too. And it's sad. It's amusing and it's sad at the same time.
It is.
I just wanted to mention that because this never would have happened if they didn't open their big mouths. And you even notice that both of them, like when that lawmaker was introducing the bill and when he was on the radio, they really didn't want to come out and say it. But they were pressed hard enough and they finally had to say it. Yes.
That's right.
In the bill, or yes, I endorse that. So,
that's right.
They know it was wrong, but they did it. And you know what? They're paying for it. And God bless the rest of the country.
Amen. God bless. That's right. And too bad it didn't happen in New York before that law was passed in New York.
See,
time I even heard about it, it was almost a done deal. You know, they were protesting, but I think it should have been done much earlier.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's
right. Then to see them cheering and clapping when the bell was signed.
Oh my gosh.
And then I just saw an image yesterday was it the Empire State Building?
That's correct.
On the top of it?
Yes.
What the heck is that?
That is very demonic.
And
that is an exhibit of how demonic these people have become. But you know, we're going to keep fighting. We're going to keep fighting because that is murder.
Yes, we are going to keep fighting. You are correct. That is murder, and we got to keep fighting because what's next after they finally win this one, if we let them? All right, what's next?
You got that right. I don't even want to think about it. Their minds are so dark and their hearts are so wicked. I don't even want to think about it.
They'll come after us. Because they're going to come after the elderly.
You're right about that.
Thank you. They're going to go after birth defects. Right?
Yeah.
Sick people. The elderly and anybody that some brainwashed bureaucrat doesn't have that many quality years left. So that's the danger of all of this.
It is. And they want to, you know, like Karl Marx wanted to dethrone God. These people want to eliminate, dethrone, and just forget about God. And they want to play like they are our gods, but they are not.
They want power however they can get it.
That's right. That's true. Yes. That's true.
I could go on all day about that.
I know you could.
You only have an hour show. Barbara, you need more time.
We do. Okay. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you so much.
You ladies are doing a wonderful job. Keep the fight.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We really appreciate it. God bless you now. Hope to see you soon.
And you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Yes, that was our friend from Massachusetts, and they have problems up there, but they're working. What do you say about that, Miss Diamond?
Yes, you know, there's hope for Massachusetts. Like I said earlier, Senator Elizabeth Warren just announced today, thank you, Dennis, for calling, that she is running for president. Out of those who have announced so far, Senator Kamala Harris, Senator Cory Booker, and Elizabeth Warren. I think Elizabeth Warren is the strongest. We also had Kristen Gillibrand out of Long Island. Elizabeth Warren will be the toughest competitor for Trump if this is the field of Democratic candidates. Senator Elizabeth Warren recently admitted that she has no Indian blood. She lied on an application in the state of Texas. The state of Texas, if I'm not mistaken, is considering disbarring her because she is a licensed attorney. So she has an uphill battle. The Democrats have to understand that America America, as more educated and seasoned analysis have said, more educated than I am, America's largest center-right country. And if you're talking about we're not going to have airplanes in 10 years, everyone gets this or that, it's not sustainable, it's not who we are. Venezuela is exhibit A in what socialism does to a country. Venezuela was the wealthiest country in South America at one time before it was destroyed by socialism, with socialism implemented by Hugo Chavez. And now we have Maduro as president of Venezuela.
Well,
and so it's Venezuela is what will happen, God forbid, and if we ever implemented socialism, and I'm glad President Trump said during the State of the Union that we will never be a socialist country.
I applaud him for doing that, but you know, I still believe that the people need to be more educated. I look at these reports. I mean, I didn't look at the reports you said. We're more center, whatever.
We're center-right as a country.
I don't see how Barack Hussein Obama that got elected then, if that was really valid, because he was not fit to be president. All he did was, you know, he was a community organizer, and he is definitely a student of Saul Alinsky. How did he get elected twice? I know that we need a lot of re-education in this country. We need a lot of deprogramming in this country. Because we've been programmed by the media and by, people in higher education. Look at the crowds that Bernie Sanders, a socialist, an admitted socialist, was able to get.
Yeah,
and he gave Hillary, and I say Hillary on purpose, Clinton, a run for her dime.
That's right.
And he's a socialist.
Yeah.
I'm still stuck on the fact that we need to re-educate the American people, and point out, and don't hide behind it, and don't be bashful about the dangers of socialism, the dangers of Marxism. It'll never work. But we have a generation of what did they call them, millennials or whatever, that when you look on YouTube and you see people going out there asking, oh, who's the Secretary of State? They don't know. Who's the Vice President? They don't know. Who's so-and-so? Oh, they don't know. All they know is when is the next iPhone coming out? What is the latest game to download? And did you get my email? We have to re-educate ourselves. That's my position.
Well, absolutely. Now, next week is the deadline. February 15th, 11:59 p.m. is the deadline for when they should have a deal. It must include the wall. Now, President Trump, if they do not include funding for the wall, he must declare a national emergency. He has to have the wall, or
he was going to have it.
Or he can forget 2020.
Well,
we have to have the wall. We have the stories. We have the shooting by the MS-13 gang on the number 7 platform in New York City last week. It is urgent we have the wall to stop the sex trafficking, the drug trafficking.
Can I just say something? I don't think if he doesn't get the wall, I wouldn't say that. Forget 2020. Because number one, the people have failed him. The people in America need to take responsibility for the midterms.
Yeah, that's true, too.
He didn't need to have a bunch of Democrats in the House.
That's true.
And so any failures, we have to blame ourselves, I believe. But he said, and I believe he's a man of his word, we will get the wall. One way or the other, we're going to get that wall. And if, God forbid, but if something happened, I would still vote for him in 2020. Mm-hmm. Because number one, if the people didn't have that red wave that we should have had. We should have had a House with Republicans.
That's right.
And you can't trust all of them either.
That's true.
And the Senate with Republicans. We delivered the Senate, but we did not deliver the House.
That's
so
true.
It's on our shoulders. I'm sticking with the president through thick and through thin. Our choices are very slim, and we don't have any choice. I wouldn't vote for Elizabeth Warren if she paid me $1 million. Or Joe Biden. They're not pro-American.
That's true. No, you're right.
They're not. They're pro-immigrant.
Absolutely.
So that they can build their voting block. Absolutely. They're pro-abortion.
Yep.
They're pro-unnatural unions. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're pro-everything that was not in the founding, in the mind of the founders of this country, the Pilgrims, the Puritans.
Absolutely.
Didn't come here with a perverted view of what God says is right and wrong.
Absolutely.
And they have perverted it.
That's right.
Period.
You're right.
That's all I had to say. So we the people have to stand behind our president. We the people have to fight with him. And then remember, I told you, according to the American thinker, there was some unobligated funds that he might be able to use. But he confirmed we will get the wall one way or the other.
Absolutely. That's critically important.
And that's to protect Americans. Absolutely. And what I loved, he said during the State of the Union, walls, gates, and guards, the elitists have those. Average people like you and I have all of these walls, gates,
Trump
and we don't have guards.
It's cruel for people like for the politicians to have walls,
absolutely,
the wealthy to have walls, and leave the rest of us vulnerable.
They don't
That's
care.
That's cruel. That's
right.
Actually very cruel.
It is.
The drugs, the fentanyl that they stopped, a shipment of fentanyl they stopped could have killed upwards of 50 million Americans, so they said. The amount of fentanyl they stopped about a... So we're going to be closing out, Barbara.
Amen.
And I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Oh, well, God bless all of you. God bless America. And don't forget to tune in again to
Our Urban Story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top top dentists for 2018, providing exceptional, compassionate care. The Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are Blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.